The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this 30th day of September 2016. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. Yes, 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 I got it. Well, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. I think that's I think that's a oath that you have to take once you pass your bar examination. In order to get your card. Well, when is this nightmare going to be over with Hillary Clinton? I mean, do we actually have to wait another month or so to have done with this thing? She hasn't been doing a whole lot of campaigning in Ohio. Gee, I wonder if this is the reason. This is breaking news from the Christian Times newspaper. Tens of thousands of fraudulent Clinton votes found in Ohio warehouse. That's what I said. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Election officials in Franklin County, Ohio are reportedly stumped over what one maintenance worker found in a dilapidated downtown Columbus warehouse earlier this week. According to sources, Randall Prince, a Columbus area electrical worker, was doing a routine check of his company's wiring and electrical systems when he stumbled across approximately one dozen black sealed ballot boxes filled with thousands of Franklin County votes for Hillary Clinton and other Democrat candidates. Prince said, "Nobody really goes into this building. It's mainly used for short-term storage by a commercial plumber." So when Prince, who was a Trump supporter, saw several black boxes in an otherwise empty room, he got a little nosy, so he went to investigate. And what he found could allegedly be evidence of massive operations designed to deliver Clinton the crucial swing state. Earlier voting does not begin in Ohio until October 12th, so no votes have officially been cast in the Buckeye State. However, inside these boxes were what one source described as potentially tens of thousands of votes for Hillary Clinton. The Christian Times newspaper has not been yet able to obtain a photocopy of one of the ballots found inside the box, but an affiliate in Ohio passed along a replica of what was found. It is important to note the above replica coincides with a ballot that the Franklin County voter would cast at the polling place on Election Day, meaning the Clinton campaign's likely goal was to slip the fake ballot boxes in with the real ballot boxes when they went to official election judges on November 8th. Ohio, a perennial swing state in the presidential election, has been a challenge for Clinton and her Democrat counterparts in 2016. Many national Democrat groups have pulled funding from the state entirely in order to redirect it to places in which they're doing better. Clinton herself has spent less time in Ohio, spent less money in recent weeks as it appeared that Trump will carry the crucial state. Or, how about this one? She wasn't going to show up in Ohio because she didn't figure she had to. Whoops. With this find, however, it now appears that Clinton and the Democrat Party planned on stealing the state of a state on Election Day, making any campaigning there now a waste of time. The people over at Christian Times said the story is still developing and they will bring more when they have it. I would have done a little sting operation. I would have let those boxes have left that warehouse, and I would have caught the people that were doing the switch, and then I would have squeezed them like a couple of, just squeezed them real hard to find out how far this went up. Who arranged this? Did Hillary Clinton know? And of course, plausible deniability. Folks, all you have to do in today's world is lie like Hillary Clinton, and a lot of the bozos will believe her. It's just hate. It's just racial. It's just, wait a minute, she's a white woman. Ain't got nothing to do with racial hate. Interesting. Got a little bit here on the possibility of Ryan Payne. Mark McConnell most likely received $25,000 for their help in fixing the mall here and possibly getting Mr. Finicum killed. I'll cover that as well today. And also got a little bit more on Michael Savage and why he was pulled. And this was Jew York. If you can make it there, you can. Okay, I'll spare you the stuff here. But at any rate, he was pulled off of WABC. I will also cover that. And the people that, Curtis Sliwa, remember the little red beret asshat back in the 90s? Yeah. Him and another guy took over the program, and they were bragging. Hey, we got this guy out of here. Well, the good thing about this is, folks, I think people are missing what is sometimes deemed as the silver lining in the dark cloud. You're finding out who wants the rigged game, who wants the criminality to continue. Now, obviously, our news medias do. And Trump, if he would not have come out and accused the media of being a bunch of lying sacks of misrepresentative stuff, well, chances are he probably wouldn't have got as much face time or airtime that he has. There was a story floating around that Justice Ginsburg said, if Donald Trump wins, I'm leaving. And I was going, God, I hope this story is true. Please let it be true. So there's another, and then, obviously, if Trump is in there, then he's picking the Supreme Court people, and it would be a heck of a lot easier to get this dried-up old raisin the hell out of the way. The flaming liberal that she is. And folks, to this day, I'll underscore and repeat this. I do not understand why Supreme Court justices are either liberal or supposedly conservative. It's one of the maddening things of our time. Discovering that, they have... But see, these are black-robed, highly placed judicial people that they go beyond the pale of being human, and they don't have prejudices, and they don't have their little pet political ideologies. And for one, I could never figure out why justices are either one way or the other. The hell does that have to do with the Constitution? Oh, that's right. You would necessarily need that background training if you're up there deciding issues based on politics and not law. Oh, I get it. Sorry. I'm sorry to be so dense. It's Friday. But there's a good thing about this, folks, is you get to find out who the people that want the status quo and the criminality to continue. I'm going to say something that may shock some people, or maybe not. I haven't. Mike, I've never shocked anybody, have I? I've always been this real low-key guy, just, Hell, sometimes people wonder if I'm still awake. Wait a minute, I think I hear him breathing behind that microphone. It's good to know who the people are that want to see the status quo continue. The criminality. Do you realize, John Kasich, as I was getting ready to say, wouldn't it be something if John Kasich was hooked up with the Clinton Foundation somehow? Could this be a reason why he's not back Trump? Did he get his little feelings hurt because Donald Trump said, did you ever see this guy eat? Man, he takes this big wedge of pizza and stuffs it right in his face. I've seen the videos. It's exactly what the man was doing. You know, when you're on the campaign trail, I know that you have schedules and you got to be here and be there and you got to have your security detail. I get all that. But you know what? Politicians make their own schedules. And if you don't have time enough to eat, don't do it in public. If you look like Porky the Pig in the trough, maybe that's something that you really shouldn't. You know, first time I saw that video of him eating, I thought, does his wife have to look at that at the dinner table? Does he subject his kids to that? But I'm now starting to wonder. Where's John Kasich at in all this? Stuffing ballot boxes in Ohio, Franklin County. Hillary Clinton not making too many trips to Ohio, where she knows it's a swing state, because possibly she knew that it was going to be rigged. I say again, Who, me? I don't know. Could be. Well, USA Today. And here is a wonderful rag. Everybody was enamored with USA Today when it first came out. Oh, look at this. Look at this national newspaper. Look at this bright blue color, UN color on it. Isn't that pretty? Well, from their editorials, you can just about figure out where their politics are. And more importantly, the editorials. And didn't you ever find it fascinating that somebody will do editorial, it'll say it comes from the editorial board, but it won't say who penned it? Now, if this is some kind of consolidation of opinion and whatever else, yeah, I can get that. It might be a little bit hard to put a byline with a name on it, but there's a lot of these editorials that are written that never has a name. So you have these great, powerful words coming out of a recognized newspaper, but you never see a name attached to it. It's like they're hiding behind the ink somewhere. Well, USA Today breaks its presidential election. I thought this was a hoax like the Ginsburg story, but no, it's true. It breaks its presidential election silence for the first time in history. Well, at least their history. By unanimous consent, USA Today has declared GOP nominee Donald Trump to be unfit for the presidency. With a harsh announcement yesterday, the outlet broke its 34-year silence in regards to presidential politics, yet with 50% chance that Donald Trump will be our next president, the editor saw no choice but to speak up. Here again, folks, I will say that there's a lot of people. I wonder if the owner of USA Today might be under the Clinton Foundation. You know, I don't know if Donald Trump is going to do this, but I'm telling you what, you know, forget the banks on Wall Street. Forget picking up the phone to call Ford and say, okay, hey, go build your billion-dollar baby, but I am going to do exactly what I said. There's going to be tariffs, and don't feel picked on, because this is not going to be Ford Motor Company, and I'm heartbroken that they did this, because Ford has always been my favorite. For obvious reasons, going back to Henry. Henry was one of those self-made millionaires that pulled his head out of the work line every once in a while to pop his head up and see what made the world move. That's why he did the series on the international Jew and banking, to tell the world, watch out, here's a ticking time bomb. Tick, tick, tick. from the day he declared his candidacy 15 months ago, and this is from, directly from USA Today, through this week's first presidential debate, Trump has demonstrated repeatedly that he lacks the temperament, the knowledge, the steadiness, and the honesty. I'm not making it up, and I'm not filling it in with my own words for impact, folks. I'm just reading. We didn't make it up. We're just reporting it. Steadiness and honesty that America needs from its presidents. Wow. What do they think their circulation's going to be after this one? Continuing, whether through indifference or ignorance, Trump has betrayed fundamental commitments made by all presidents since the end of World War II. These commitments include unwavering support for NATO allies, steadfast opposition to Russian aggression, and the absolute certainty the United States will make good on its debts. Jeez. What? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are there people going to USA headquarters to drag these guys out and burn them at stake? What? Yeah, what did they say? The United States will make good on its debts. How? It is mathematically impossible. Mathematically impossible to make good on the debt. What are you going to pay it off with? More debt? Oh, yes. This is a newspaper that I really want to find out what their opinion is on anything. He has expressed troubling admiration for authoritarian leaders and scant regard for constitutional protections. Really? Russian aggression? What? Did I miss something? Did they bomb us yesterday? Did Vladimir Putin threaten to blow up the United States? Did he threaten a nuclear war? Hell, has he threatened anybody? The only thing he's been doing is cleaning up the messes we keep making. That's all he's doing. My God in heaven, what a twisted world. Whoa. Yeah, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Yeah, that was used after World War II to supposedly protect Europe against the communists that we were in bed with during World War II. The war that they sucked us into, World War I and World War I Part II, they sucked us in twice. Of course, all you folks out there know that and how it was done. And all these little agreements were made. And yes, to this day, Germany still stands. No thanks to Angela Merkel. Russian aggression. I'm sorry, did I miss something? Didn't the United States back a coup in Kiev, in Ukraine? I seem to remember reading something about that. Scant regard for the Constitution protections. In case that didn't convince their readers, the editorial goes on to list several bold reasons why they should not vote for Trump, including how he's a serial liar, ill-equipped, and has run a campaign built on prejudice. Oh my God. Boy, if you wanted to write an epitaph for the tombstone for your newspaper, this is it. They're all going in. Either we have Hillary, because we had to speak up and we had to try to sway people's opinion here. But you're exposing who and what you are. But they know that. They did not do this editorial lightly. Also in bold print, however, is the line that reads, "Their editorial is not an endorsement of Hillary Clinton. Just the crucifixion of Donald J. Trump." Thank you, USA Today. You can now go out of business and nobody will miss you.
Do Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be, been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl.
Well, 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 well. Hillary and her pal Lester Holt are wrong. Stop and frisk is perfectly constitutional.
Okay.
During the first presidential debate of the election year, Donald Trump and moderator second Democrat debater Lester Holt clashed over the police policy of stop and frisk, siding with Hillary. Shill Holt insisted the policy was deemed unconstitutional, while Trump disputed that notion. But in fact, Holt is wrong. Stop and frisk is perfectly legal. That's why I do the One of the Trump's suggestions for how to put a dent in the wildly rising rates of violent crime in America, Democrat-controlled big cities, is to reinstate and expand the stop and frisk policy. He said that during the 26th September debate. But as Trump spoke, the third debater interrupted him, saying it was an illegal policy. Stop and frisk was ruled unconstitutional in New York because it was largely singled out black and Hispanic young men, so-called moderator Holt told Trump. Trump said, no, you're wrong, and went before a judge who was a very against police judge. It was taken away from her, and our mayor,
Our new mayor refused to go forward with the case. They would have won the appeal. If you look at it throughout the country, there are many places where it's allowed. Well, I don't know in what country Mr. Trump is referring to. Is that Mexico? Is that Canada? Did he lose his way here? For those unaware, stop and frisk, sometimes called a Terry stop, was legitimized by the U.S. Supreme Court back in 1968. When the court ruled that a police officer could legally frisk a suspect without obtaining a search warrant or first arresting them if the officer had reasonable suspicion that the subject was armed or carrying contraband, such as drugs. Now, let's stop here, right here. How do they know that? How do they know that? If it's not visible. And I don't know any self-respecting street armed junkie with a gun and drugs that would walk around displaying what they had on them. So here it comes back down to, what is your probable cause? I know this sounds contrary, because people really want to see the knuckle-dragging crackheads disarmed and basically off the street. The street gangs, gone, and I understand that. But I don't think this is the way to quite do it. The trick, though, is in the way the stop and frisk is observed and put into use. In practice, the officer needs a reasonable cause to perform a stop and search. And that is where the whole policy can get political. It's not political. This is the law. Politics, it's law. Should a department indulge the process too much, it could result in calls of harassment by members of the community, and that's what has happened in New York. Stop and frisk was ended due to a political pressure, not the legal pressure. Well, that doesn't have any, the one doesn't have a damn thing to do with the other. Yeah, it's a legal policing tool. Could legally frisk a suspect without obtaining a search warrant or first arresting them if the officer had reasonable suspicion that a suspect was armed or carrying contraband. Well, Holt did have a minor point in that a 2013 lawsuit against the New York Police Department put a halt to stop and frisk by the NYPD, saying that the process was flawed. But the lawsuit did not deem the policy of stop and frisk itself to be unconstitutional. Holt was 100% wrong on that. Yeah, I think when you start splitting legalese hairs, you can make it look any way that you want. In 2013 case, Bill Clinton appointed Judge Sharia Schindelin of the U.S. District Court in Manhattan, essentially ruled that New York City's version of the policy was improper, calling it an example of indirect racial profiling, and demanded that the NYPD put a halt to its policies. I don't know. How many white people do you see in Crips and Bloods? I have to count them from here on out. One or two, maybe? Doubt it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Attention CPAP users, stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
The main stumper for Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, said stop and frisk is a good policy. FBI Director James Comey thinks it's a good idea, too. He says that stop and frisk is a useful and legal tool for police. He recently told the House Judiciary Committee that the policy is perfectly fine when it's used properly.
Yeah.
Okay. So snooping and pooping and assuming that everybody in America is guilty until they're properly vetted, cleared repeatedly, and I guess that is also perfectly fine when it's used properly. Turning the entire legal system on its head in America so these clowns can go snoop and poop on private individuals. You see, folks, when freedom leaves, it doesn't come back. And these people, under the guise, the phony wars in the Middle East, they had absolutely no intention of winning anything over there, just breaking everything down, the social fabric of every country that we've ever stepped into in the Middle East. Man. Bernard in Vancouver. Hello, Bernard.
Yes, hello. I'm glad I can hear your program again. I got kind of blanked out there for a while after I called in yesterday. But I was fascinated by government monetary policy in your country. Like, it seems like the history has been an exchange of who's going to create the money, private interests or the government. And I just, based on what's happened, going back to Abraham Lincoln, I think you'd agree that he was eliminated because of this creating debt-free money. I just can't conceive of the powers that shouldn't be allowing Donald Trump to walk into the Oval Office without some kind of deal that he wouldn't try to discount or just do something with the national debt, even though any businessman would, of course, consider that. I was just wondering what you thought about that. If they delay the election or set up some way that they'd force it, some kind of negotiation, you know, and maybe and throw in about exonerating the Clintons. I can't imagine that they would welcome going to jail as a future option in their lives.
Well, and that's interesting that none of the other news media picked up on what happened when, after an interview, she threw an absolute hissy fit, was throwing glasses at stagehands and admonishing them that if she goes down, they go down as well. I don't know what negotiation are you speaking of, Bernard. I'm not picking up on that.
Oh, well, I think he just sort of hinted once and mentioned briefly that they'd have to be some kind of discussion about the national debt and all the accumulated interest, as if there was some way, I think you'd agree it's impossible to ever pay it the way it is now.
Are you talking about Trump striking a deal with the banks or something to that effect?
Yeah. It was just one thing mentioned. I think Hillary Clinton mentioned about, or that we pay our debts, or that the Federal Reserve is kind of a sacred cow, should not be questioned.
Well,
I hate to
break this to you, Bernard, but the same principle is used in your country that's used in ours. You got a fiat currency; it's not backed by anything, and they just print the damn stuff when they need it. So How do you negotiate? How do you negotiate with something or an entity or a way of doing business that this country has experienced for more than 100 years? I don't think there's any negotiating here. I mean, let me finish. It is illegal and unconstitutional according to our Constitution. So I don't know how you negotiate basically with yourself over an issue of something that should have been done away with. It should have never happened in the first place. But everybody has witnessed the damage that it's been done, and that is really a political death, or your job if you're a reporter or a talking head on some mainstream media someplace. They all understand and recognize that that's a taboo subject never to touch. But it's something the American people have been educating themselves about, and it's not only myself, it's my number one bailiwick, but many people have become familiar with the system and the damage that it's done. So I don't know, Bernard, I don't think there's any negotiating there.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, well, could I just mention that the shining example in practice of good monetary policy on our continent is, of course, the State Bank of North Dakota, which doesn't get much any publicity in the mass media, but it's apparently Ellen Brown, the lawyer, is talking to other states about getting their state bank operating in a vein. And I think their record is quite good, you know. Canada owns its own central bank, but we stopped using it in the early 70s under Trudeau Sr., who was indoctrinated at the London School of Economics, and we joined the Bank for International Settlements and gave up the right to issue our own currency, except for about 3%.
Yeah. Well, and those are the middlemen that wanted that to happen, and Trudeau went along with it. It's the credit. You know, oh, gosh, you know, you need the credit. Your country needs the credit line. You know, your people need their credit cards. No, we don't. I mean, we really do not. We do not need it. And as far as North Dakota goes, I let Rick Perry know my feelings on the North Dakota Bank. And I'd ask him back in 2009, had he looked into it? Does he know what's going on up there? And I just basically got laughed out of the room by him, but not by the people that were sitting in there, because they were all businessmen and they all understand in order to do business, You got to have something to transfer back and forth. You know, instead of good wishes and kisses, it's usually called money. But they've fooled us into this is your money and it's nothing but a negotiable debt instrument. And that's all that it is and that's all that it ever will be.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great. I just want to quickly add how much I appreciate those clips of extended sessions recordings of the cross-examination in Congress of our Hillary Clinton and the FBI director, and also that talk by Eustace Mullins going into the very heart of the of how that works. You know, the whole he discovered that thing about Eustace. You know, the poet there that was put in the mental institution. Remember.
Not tracking you on that one, Bernard.
No, well, the fellow that he went to Eustace Mullins, he said, we knew there was something that had happened during World War One, and he said, we want to find out what it is. So Eustace Mullins found that pamphlet in the Library of Congress, and that was the first indication of what had happened about Jekyll Island and that whole thing.
Yeah. Ah, okay. All right. That's a little bit clearer. Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah. Right. Well, the other thing was, in the 1930s, you had a prophet named Charles Coughlin who had a 30 million audience. I've actually seen transcripts of some of his talks. Talk about airbrush from history. He talked about the demonetization of silver and how they got conned by the British out of all that after the other thing and all. But he was on for 10 years, and then Roosevelt, he understood how to exercise power. He said, get that guy off the air. And he was gone because he said, we're going to get the IRS and we're going to look at all these gifts and jewels and accounts.
Father Coughlin from Royal Oak, Michigan.
Born in Hamilton.
A place I know intimately. I know it well. All right, Bernard, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate your call. Linda Tripp cracks open the can of Hillary Clinton scandals again. Of course, nobody in the media is going to pay any attention to this, including Vince Foster. Travelgate and Whitewater. Ah, see, Hillary's clean as a hound's tooth, man. Why do you guys keep bringing up this hateful stuff? You may recall the name Linda Tripp. She was the whistleblower that outed Bill Clinton in the intern tryst in the Oval Office with Monica Lewinsky. But she also witnessed quite a bit of the Clinton scandals, including Travelgate, Filegate, Whitewater, and most interestingly, the mishandling of documents the morning of Vince Foster's death. Mishandling? You mean the shredding? The shredding that was going on the morning of Vince Foster's death. And Hillary was right there directing the shredders herself. Noted reporter Aaron Klein recently interviewed Tripp, and he wrote this. He said in an exclusive interview, Tripp reopened each of those scandals and the issues surrounding Vince Foster's death, and she used her unique vantage point to explain how the notorious cases foreshadowed many of the current Clinton controversies, from Clinton Foundation to Hillary Clinton's private email server trouble. Tripp spoke in an hour-long interview set to air in full on this reporter's Sunday night talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio, on New York's AM 970. Well, thank God it's not WABC, because it'd never air. The Answer in the News Talk 990 AM in Philadelphia. Now, Tripp is well known for a role in the Monica Lewinsky scandal, documenting evidence that the young intern's relationship with Bill Clinton... documenting evidence and the young intern's relationship with Bill Clinton and submitting the documentation to independent counsel Kenneth Starr, leading to the public disclosure of the affair. However, many people may be surprised to learn of Tripp's larger role in the West Wing and her firsthand experiences behind the curtain of the Clinton scandal machine. You know, let me stop and digress for a second, because you know, this may be working in Hillary Clinton's favor. You know, if you watch the debate on the 26th, well, she extolled, why don't you just hang me with everything? Well, okay, Trump replied, yeah, okay, I will. You know, it's all my fault. And they have been so good at deflecting and escaping because they have very powerful connections, as we've witnessed with the Department of Justice, with the Obama White House, the more than compromised Mr. Comey of the FBI. I mean, to people, this seems repetitive and all that's old stuff, and Hillary's okay. It couldn't be that she is one of the most corrupt people to ever sit in the White House as the First Lady, to be a seated senator from New York, go figure. But her and her hubby and their friends, the Bushes, most corrupt people in recent memory. Now, we don't know all of what goes on in the White House, and we are not privy to all that went on with all the presidents. But this duel far outstrips, I can't say what the Bushes have done, because dirty? I don't know, how do you justify illegally going into a country without a declaration of war and killing a million or two of its people? You know, we pick up the newspapers or we watch the news and somebody was murdered. An individual was murdered. One individual. We can contemplate that with pretty good clarity. But when it gets down to multiplying it by millions, somehow people get lost. They just can't get their minds wrapped around cause and effect and death of millions. They just can't seem to do it. Ms. Tripp previously served under George H.W. Bush as executive assistant to the deputy chief of staff for the president. Later, she transitioned to the Clinton administration and served as support staff to the immediate office of the president. And after 3 months, she was asked to work for the White House counsel's office as executive assistant to White House counsel Bernie Nussbaum by Vince Foster. Tripp said that she witnessed completely different behavior in the handling of classified material and how that was handled in the Bush administration. She told Klein that during the Bush years, everything I had to come to know as protocol for the handling of classified information was followed very strictly. If the Bush White House, classification was critical, followed, and adhered to with great, great detail. Isn't it strange that Ms. Tripp here was handed off to the Clinton administration? Don't like the smell of that at all. Generally, it's a clean house. It's a clean house approach. You bring in your own people. You don't say, oh, well, that one worked well for me. Well, wait a minute. You're a Republican president. We're Democrats. You know, we have our own favors to fill our needs here. So we don't need it. But it was interesting that Tripp crossed that lexicon and, well, found herself in the Clinton White House. Isn't that surprising? Tripp then compared the Bush administration handling the documents with those of the Clinton administration, saying that they had a cavalier, loosey-goosey, this isn't important, don't be a prude attitude. Because it would often bring up the fact that this had to happen. This was not a luxury, this was a necessity. And classified material is just part of parcel of working in the West Wing. Regarding the handling of documents, Tripp told Klein, when the Clintons came in, I think one thing that was very startling right from the beginning was in order to even work in the West Wing, he had to have an extremely comprehensive background security review. And it is generally a 90-day process. It costs thousands upon thousands of dollars per person. And at the end of that time, you receive your security clearance at whatever level you're secured. Mine was top secret and above. Also, just an example, when I got to the Bush White House, I couldn't even enter the West Wing, even though I was hired to support the West Wing until my 90-day security review had been completed. Now, in the Clinton White House, it was a year before I would say 95% of the senior advisors to President Clinton and their support staff in the West Wing even filled out paperwork. The reason that I had anything to do with him and talking about Filegate was that the chief of White House security, in a loose way, reported to the counsel to the president, Bernie Nussbaum, who was my boss, but Craig Livingstone was a former bar bouncer. That was his claim to fame, so the notion that a former bar bouncer was the chief of the White House security was beyond chilling to anyone who knew how that office functioned in the previous administration. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Good evening. Good day to you, John. John, I want to ask you to do a little research for me. Maybe you can help me out here. Hillary Clinton's tied in with Sal Lewinsky, rule for radicals. You got Bill Clinton who tied in with Monica Lewinsky. He got her $15 million with the stain on the blue dress. She gets $15 million off the stain on the blue dress. And I'm wondering what this is going on. And I really realize the whole deal is probably being backed up by George Soros, who's Goldfinger. That's his real nickname, Goldfinger. If you ever seen James Bond, that's who I think he is, Goldfinger. And I tell you right now, I think Hillary's Stinky Finger. And Bill Clinton's stinky finger, excuse me, Hillary's a rotten finger. And this whole thing with the Lewinsky's is really perplexing to me because I would like Donald Trump to run some ads about Hillary being tied to a Sal Lewinsky, rule for radicals, and we don't know what Hillary was doing with Sal Lewinsky when they were alone. We sure knew what Bill Clinton was doing with Monica Lewinsky when they were alone in the White House.
Yeah. Hey, well, I've got to go to break, Tom. I got to go.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Race and homicide in America by the numbers. New federal statistics have some interesting things to say about interracial killings and black-on-black crime. You know, this is a subject we never are supposed to touch, folks, because, well, that's just racist. Can't be an adult and have an adult conversation about race issues, because if you want to talk about race issues, well, then you're a racist. See how easy that is? A new FBI report reveals the nation's latest crime statistics. Getty Stock interracial homicides, black people who killed whites and whites who killed blacks, climbed to their highest levels last year since the election of President Obama. Almost 8 years ago, even as the proportion of so-called black-on-black killings dipped, according to the latest national crime figures from the FBI, the number of black people killed by whites, a demographic in the FBI report that includes those of Hispanic descent, surged by nearly a quarter in 2015 from the year before, and the number of whites killed by blacks jumped 12%. Together, such interracial killings increased about 13% from 2014. How to build those prejudices, put up fences, and have people going after each other? Well, that's right. Keep talking about race. Oh, yes, race, race, race. The picture, however, is hugely complicated, or made to appear so. Though that hasn't mattered at a time when the topic of race and crime has played an outsized role in national politics. Violent crime overall remained near a 30-year low last year. Even as Americans concerned about the crime hit, I guess the crime did hit a 15-year high in March, and 7 in 10 Americans last year said crime was rising. Unrest ignited by fatal police shootings in Charlotte, North Carolina, Cleveland, Ferguson, Missouri, have fueled fears that the Bronx could soon be burning. Yet, rebutting Black Lives Matter is a common refrain, what about black-on-black crime? Now, homicides have been on the rise since the start of 2015, but that increase has largely been driven by street violence in Chicago, Baltimore, and other nations in the nation's capital. Still, the Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump, has effectively played on Americans' perception of crime, itself buttressed by daily crime coverage in the news, declaring that blacks were responsible for 81% of the killings of white Americans and that African-American communities are absolutely in the worst shape that have ever been in, and that the inner-city crime is reaching record levels. You know, I mean, this is why you have a black chief of police in Detroit that come out and told its people in Detroit, said, hey, you people better get some guns. You better get some guns to protect yourself. Gee, why would he say that? Chicago homicides hit a 20-year high as gun violence spikes. All three claims earned pants-on-fire ratings from PolitiFact. The FBI's annual Crime in the United States analysis released this week helps clarify some of the perceptions, cataloging violent crimes and property crimes in 2015, and offering at least some insight into the demographics. The most detailed racial data have limits. They are confined to cases in which one person was killed and one person did the killing, eliminating about 17% of the homicides. Also, police have to know and provide the backgrounds of not only the victims, but the perps as well, meaning that thousands of cases left unsolved with no description of the person who committed the crime are discounted. In total, about 61% of the 15,696 homicides committed in 2015 are excluded. Nonetheless, figures tell us a little different story. Tell you what, got to take top of the hour break. Tom in Florida gave us a message here, and he said he was in Chicago, and there were 58 shootings over one weekend. I don't hear anybody calling up and saying, John, you're wrong. You're not walking over bodies in Chicago. Really? Must not get out much.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens.
some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.